Today, customer service teams have to do more with less. More work, less team. More expectation, less budget. But AI is changing everything. Intercom's new AI-first platform upgrades support for everyone. Customers get more answers, less waiting. Agents get more interesting work, less busy work. And leaders get more efficient teams on less additional headcount. So if you want less of this, it's time to get more out of your support platform. Intercom, AI-first customer service.
Welcome to Caregiver SOS On Air, presented by the WellMed Charitable Foundation, with nationally known gerontologist Carol Zernial and award-winning veteran broadcaster Ron Aaron. This program provides health, wellness, and other information for caregivers who are vital to the health and well-being of so many people across our country. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Aaron and Carol Zernial.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Caregiver SOS On Air. I'm Ron Aaron, delighted to be with you as we talk every week about a variety of topics that are involved with caregivers and caregiving and others. And today we have a wonderful topic. If you ever thought about doing something neat, go out in the garden, play in the dirt, have fun. And it can be therapeutically beneficial. We'll find out why. Joining us today, pitch hitting Carol Zernial, who is on special assignment, our friend Tina Smith. Tina's Director of Caregiver Program Operations for the WellMed Charitable Foundation. She has a master's in social gerontology from the University of Central Missouri, a BS in psychology from the University of Missouri at Columbia, and in her work as Director of the Caregiving Program for the Caregiver SOS operation at the WellMed Charitable Foundation, she sees and talks with and supports a ton of caregivers. And Tina Smith, delighted to have you with us.
I'm always enjoy being able to be here with you, Ron, and just to learn about all the different things going on. Especially, I'm looking forward to today's session.
I read an article in a local online publication, San Antonio Report, that talks about a program called Gardening Rooted in Occupational Wellness Grow at the San Antonio Botanical Garden. And I was intrigued by it, and we are lucky, fortunate, and pleased to have Christina Biddle joining us. She is an occupational therapist, passionate about working in mental health and wellness in the community setting. She created GROW, and she's going to tell us all about it. Her doctoral capstone project was GROW, and it's continuing to expand. And we're delighted to have you with us. Christina, tell us about GROW.
Great. Thank you, Ron. I'm happy to. So GROW is my doctoral capstone project. That's the last semester of occupational therapy school for students pursuing their doctorate in occupational therapy. So for my project, I wanted to do something that would benefit the community. And I had a work study job when I was a student in OT school and was working for Caring for the Caregiver through UT Health. And I saw all of the different opportunities that they presented for caregivers and people living with dementia to participate in the community and how much those programs really helped people. And so I decided to start my own program and help contribute to those resources for caregivers. We partnered up with the San Antonio Botanical Garden to keep the program sustainable and running once I was done being a student. And now I run it every Wednesday at the Botanical Garden. Caregivers and people living with dementia come out and do a variety of different gardening activities. We plant, we harvest, we take care of the garden, and we do a little bit of kind of mental health and occupational therapy while we're there as well.
When you talk about occupational therapy, for those who may not know, I would think there's a tremendous amount of need for your work for people who are trying to work in the garden, whether it's holding a tool, digging in the ground, small finger manipulation, planting seeds, that whole ball of wax. So you're able to put everything you know to work.
Absolutely. So at the garden, I really try to adapt the environment and the tasks to people's abilities as well as their preferences. So we have a lot of folks who just like to come and water. And so I make sure that they're able to do that. And then we have some different adaptive tools at the garden for folks who maybe don't have the grip strength that they used to or have some arthritis and are having some pain with doing some tasks like digging in the garden and raking. And so we have some adaptive tools to assist them with that.
Well, from a mental health prospect and from a caring for someone with dementia, what are the benefits of getting them out into a garden?
There's a lot of benefits, Ron. So there's been a lot of research done on therapeutic gardening, primarily in European countries. And there are benefits primarily for mental health, like reducing anxiety and stress, as well as depression. Getting out in the garden can also help to improve our sleep. Being active during the day and being out in the sunlight during the day can help us regulate our circadian rhythm and sleep better at night. And this provides an opportunity for people living with dementia to kind of have some autonomy in their lives, as that kind of seems to fade away as their disease progresses. And so being able to get out in the garden, make their own choices on what they want to do during the day can be really beneficial, as well as providing opportunities for caregivers to kind of have a moment of stress relief, take some time for themselves, and really participate in some self-care.
We'll continue the discussion in just a moment. I'm Ron Aaron, along with Tina Smith, filling in for Carol Zernial, and our special guest, Christina Biddle. We're talking about therapeutic gardening for caregivers and people living with dementia. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the award-winning Caregiver SOS On Air. We're on the air in a number of markets. We also are available on podcasts wherever you listen to your podcasts, and we look forward to having you join us. Tina Smith, you're smiling as we talk about this. What are you hearing, and what are you thinking?
Well, I think this is it's a fantastic activity. I'm afraid that sometimes caregivers, when they're caring for somebody with dementia, you know, it's almost an isolating event. They want to stay home. They're maybe worried what their loved one is going to say or do when they go out in public. And so they may tend to keep them at home all the time instead of getting them out. But this is a great opportunity. What would you say to somebody who may be on the fence about bringing their loved one out to an activity like this, you know, worried about the behavior or worried about what's going to happen if they come out in public with their loved one?
I'd love to tell them that the environment that we've created at the San Antonio Botanical Garden is really one of judgment-free, because all of our volunteers are trained in working with people living with dementia. They know what to expect in terms of different behaviors, as well as working with caregivers and kind of understanding a little bit about what they're going through and their daily lives. And so I would really encourage anybody to come out and try. Me as an occupational therapist, I work regularly with people living with dementia, both in GROW and in my job at the hospital. And so we really try to create a relaxed environment for everybody and ensuring safety as well, of course, and really just an opportunity to fight isolation, because you're right, that is an issue that so many caregivers and people living with dementia face, particularly in this community. And so what we're trying to do is give an opportunity for people to get together and have a kind of a support network, really, once a week here at the Botanical Garden, in addition to other resources in the community.
Christina, paint a picture for us when a caregiver brings their care recipient, maybe a loved one, maybe a wife, maybe a husband, maybe an aunt and uncle, the first time they walk out into the San Antonio Botanical Garden for GROW, the program that you're running, Gardening Rooted in Occupational Wellness, what do you see and how does that change over time?
Well, the first time that I see folks, oftentimes, you know, they don't know what to expect. They're coming out for the first time to oftentimes a new place. And so we try to make them feel as comfortable as possible. We come and greet them, ask them their name, have them make a name tag so that other people can greet them as well. And so that they can read the other guests' name tags and get to know them. And we usually have a little icebreaker activity in the beginning, something like maybe a little bit of group yoga or meditation, maybe a deep breathing activity. And then we'll all go out into the garden. And oftentimes I see folks maybe not sure what to do at first, but one of the volunteers will always be there to help and guide them and help them choose an activity that they will enjoy and feel successful in. And then I feel like each time folks come back to the program, I'm always seeing a smile on their face. I don't think I've seen anybody have a bad experience. And then people kind of get into the groove. They find the activities that they enjoy doing in the garden. And so they'll know what they want to do the next time they come.
When you first approached Santona Botanical Garden with this idea, I gather they were receptive.
Yes, they were. They're really trying to do a lot of work to make the garden more accessible to really all different groups in our population in San Antonio. And so when I told them about my idea for this project, they were really receptive, thankfully, and they've been a fantastic partner ever since.
There's so much stigma around dementia. I think this is a great opportunity for persons living with dementia, you know, especially in the early stages, to get out and you know, just have people around, because I mean, the botanical gardens is a busy place. So have people see that, you know, the persons living with dementia, you know, still have a lot left to give and are able to do a lot. It's not an automatic shutdown of all capabilities. There's still a lot that someone living with dementia can do. And this gardening is a great example of that.
Absolutely. And I think I've seen that in training some of the volunteers as well. Now, not just caregivers and people living with dementia and people who work in those realms every day know the capabilities that people still have. But now these volunteers and other folks at the Botanical Garden that don't typically work with this group have an opportunity to see what they're able to give.
What are they planting? Are you looking for a harvest of tomatoes and cucumbers and radishes coming up in a big sale from Grow?
We plant just about everything. We planted potatoes about mid-February, and those are going to come up pretty soon. I think we're going to have a ton of potatoes. We have so many plants, and they're getting huge. So I think in about maybe another month, we'll have loads and loads of potatoes. We just harvested, I think it was at least 2 dozen bags of Swiss chard this past week. So everybody went home with a bag of organic homegrown Swiss chard. And a lot of folks, you know, didn't know what to do with the Swiss chard. So we provide recipes for, you know, folks to use what they have gotten in the garden and in their home cooking as well. And let me think what else. We've planted jalapeno peppers and tomatoes, basil, cilantro, cauliflower, broccoli, you name it. It's in our garden.
I would think, and Tina, you can certainly echo this, that we know from a lot of studies that depending on their age, but older people with dementia really connect with music and songs of their youth. And I suspect many of those who are coming to the garden now were involved in gardening, or maybe they were involved directly in agriculture early on. Are you seeing a kind of a reawakening among those folks?
Absolutely. I've seen it a lot with a variety of participants in the program, some caregivers, some people living with dementia. A lot of folks were maybe master gardeners in their past, or they worked in agriculture. And so being able to come back and do the things that they've done in their youth and their past, I think can kind of, like you said, reawaken some things in them and really help in their participation and their love for what they do in the program.
I love that. Stay with us. We're going to come right back to you. But I want to take just a moment for those who just joined us. You're listening to Caregiver SOS On Air. Our co-host, Carol Zernial, on special assignment today. Delighted to have Tina Smith filling in for her. And our special guest is Dr. Christina Biddle. And she is an occupational therapist who started a marvelous program at the San Antonio Botanical Garden. And we'll pick up more on this in just a minute. You're listening to the award-winning Caregiver SOS On Air. Well, thank you so much for listening to Caregiver SOS On Air. We're delighted to have you with us. We come to you every week with a discussion of an issue, a problem, some accomplishments involved in caregiving with more than 60 million caregivers across this country, but most thinking they are the Lone Rangers. We try to bring you the latest information and help that can make that job easier and more manageable. Caregiver SOS On Air takes a look at trends across this country. We provide tips on how to be a better caregiver, and most importantly, where you can go for help. On Caregiver SOS On Air, we try to give you what you need to make that caregiving manageable and to provide you with the help that can make your life easier. I'm Ron Aaron. Carol Zernial and I are delighted to co-host this program, and we're thrilled you've joined us on the award-winning Caregiver SOS On Air podcast, available everywhere, brought to you by WellMed Charitable Foundation.
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend. Well, we are so pleased you are sticking with us right here on the award-winning Caregiver SOS On Air. I'm Ron Aaron, along with Tina Smith, who is our co-host today, filling in for Carol Zernial, who is on special assignment. We have a delightful guest, Christina Biddle. She has a doctorate in occupational therapy, and we're talking about not only a wonderful program called Gardening Rooted in Occupational Wellness, GROW, which is an occupational-based therapeutic gardening program at the San Antonio Botanical Garden. And, of course, Christina, we're heard because it's a podcast, as well as radio stations in several markets. We're heard everywhere. What about people who are living somewhere saying, hey, can Christina bring me that program? I love it.
Yes, sir. So I've recently started a small consulting business to help expand GROW to other facilities around the country. So I provide curriculum, training, and custom design therapeutic garden programs for organizations to tailor-made to their populations.
And how do they hear about you?
I have a website, growot.org, if you'd like to check that out.
Growot.org?
Yes, sir.
Tina?
Sorry. Sorry about that. I just forgot what I was going to ask you.
Completely. Well, we were talking earlier about a recall issue with memory.
No, so, I know we were just completely left, but it came back. It came back. Have you done any research? Have you done any kind of studies on the persons living with dementia as well as the caregivers? Any kind of surveys or anything like that, just to see from the start of their programming or when they started with you and if they've continued on, if you've seen any, specific differences in just kind of a little bit of research-based study?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So part of my capstone project when I was a Doctor of OT student, I administered a survey for participants for GROW, kind of to assess mental health and some different qualities along with that in their participation. So I'd give them a pre-survey to take before they attended the session and then a post-survey for each session. So even just in the space of one session, I could see a significant improvement in mental health factors based on their responses. And we've been doing those surveys for just about a year. We actually just wrapped them up because we have plenty of data, but the data is showing us that people honestly feel better after participating in each of these sessions for all the reasons talked about in terms of reducing anxiety and being in a space with other people to reduce social isolation, reducing depression, and feeling a little bit of stress relief as well.
What kind of questions are you asking folks, both pre and post?
So I'm asking folks if they are feeling isolated, and this is on like a Likert scale of 1 to 5, if they're feeling restless or if they're feeling like they can create meaningful relationships in their lives, any symptoms of anxiety, things like that.
I've told this story before, and I'll share it again. I was shopping, this is probably a year ago now, in a local grocery store, and I'm at the checkout line putting my items on the conveyor belt, and in front of me is a woman, and I'm assuming her daughter, both adults, and the older woman is taking every item I put on the conveyor belt off and putting them into her cart, and this went on for a little while, and the daughter said, I hope you don't mind. My mom has dementia, and I like to get her out. I said, no, this is wonderful, not a problem. And if you want to pick up the bill for my groceries, that's great, too. And we laughed, and they put the groceries back, and off they went. But that was an example of trying to mainstream her mom.
So, I mean, it's so important to, like I said, you know, a lot of persons living with dementia are still very capable, and just the socialization, just the interaction, matching activities to what their abilities are can go a long way in keeping them active and keeping some of those symptoms from progressing even further at a faster rate. And so it's just so important. For mental and physical abilities to, it's kind of a use it or lose it to a degree. I mean, certainly dementia, the disease will take away some of those abilities, but as long as you keep doing them, it's going to help with that, just that person's physical abilities. So it's great to get them out. And there are cards out there little cards that caregivers can get that say, you know, that you can hand to servers or persons in places of business. My loved one has dementia, you know, please excuse their behavior. And so you can hand that to them and, you know, surreptitiously so they don't, you know, the person living with dementia doesn't necessarily see. But that person, you know, that server or that business person has an understanding of why your loved one may be behaving in a certain way. And it can go a long way to kind of making the situation a lot more acceptable for everyone there.
That's really interesting. Hey, Christina, we live in an area where there's less and less winter because of climate change, which is probably not a bad thing if you're trying to garden. Are you looking at this as a year-round program?
Yes, I actually have activities that are adapted for all weather, especially since our summers are so hot here as well. It might not be always safe to get people out during the day in the San Antonio heat. That's, you know, 110 degrees, 100% humidity. So I have activities that can be done indoors that are kind of gardening related. Like in the wintertime, we made some plant markers for things that I knew we were going to be growing in our garden. So we painted these little markers and we've been putting them out in the garden this season, as well as making terrariums and propagating plants. There are a number of activities that you can still pursue indoors and get a lot of the same benefits as being out in the garden as well.
And in the heat of summer, you could start at 4 a.m. when it's a little bit cooler.
Right.
I apologize if you mentioned this, but do they have to be members of the San Antonio Botanical Gardens to participate or pay the full entrance rate into the gardens to participate in the program?
No, the program is free for participants. We just request that people sign up so that we kind of get an idea of how many people are coming for each session. Sessions are capped at about 30 participants right now, and we've been, I think, close to full or full every week for a while. So remember to sign up early if you're looking into this. But it's free to participate, and another perk of participating is that you get free entrance to the botanical garden for the rest of the day. So you can go walk around with your loved one, have lunch there, and just enjoy the space as well.
Oh, that's really cool. And for your program, you've got one day a week now. Are you looking to expand that as you get more people interested in participating?
It's definitely a possibility. I think, you know, we'll do it right now, but I'm also looking into expanding the program to other locations in San Antonio as well.
Can you tease us with some of the other cities that are botanical gardens are looking at your program?
Oh, I don't think so yet. It's not just botanical gardens as well. I'm looking at expanding the project to places like assisted living facilities, nursing homes, rehab facilities, and other community spaces as well.
That's a wonderful idea, because Tina Smith, you got a little dirt in your backyard. You can turn one of these dirt patches into grow.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of facilities, you know, they may have some inbound garden or in-ground gardens that they can do, or they can do the raised gardens. I imagine, Christina, right? You could use a raised garden setting for somebody in a wheelchair or maybe that needs to sit or can't bend over too much in the garden.
Absolutely. I like having raised beds personally. I think they're much more accessible for our older folks who maybe don't want to get down on their hands and knees so that they can still pursue gardening and feel good afterwards.
And I gather part of the idea for this program, Christina, it was your love for gardening.
Absolutely.
So tell us about that. You grew up as a gardener?
I
don't mean working as a gardener. I don't mean working as a gardener, but enjoying gardening.
Absolutely. I grew up with my dad who grew roses, and his dad before him also grew roses. So we were always doing rose gardening at my home when I was young. And now, specifically during the pandemic, I feel like I learned a lot more about gardening and indoor plants as well. And so I have a lot of plants at my house that I love to take care of. And I wasn't always a great gardener. I used to kill just about everything I bought, succulents, you name it. But now, with a little bit of practice and a lot of learning and a lot of love, I've become a much better gardener.
And you're passing that love on to people who are participating in Grow.
Yes.
Now, share with me what's on your website at growot.org. We've got about a minute left.
Sure. So my website is primarily informational, just trying to get the word out about what therapeutic gardening looks like and the services that I provide, and a way to get in touch with me. I'm highlighting also the sessions that we do at the San Antonio Botanical Garden. If you go into the current programming section, you'll see some of those sessions listed there.
You know, it's interesting. You're creating a whole new specialty for future occupational therapists.
I hope so. I feel like I've really found a wonderful niche here.
Tina, we'll give you the last word.
Just again, Christina, thank you for this great program because it's so important. It's such an important activity for persons living with dementia. Something that they can do, the caregivers can do with them. It's a kind of a paired activity and so wonderful. So thank you very much for sharing this. And I hope to the benefit of other people around the city, around the state, around the country, maybe can take part in this great activity. It's just fantastic.
And just go to growot.org. And to Dr. Christina Biddle, thank you so much to the San Antonio Botanical Garden. Thank you for hosting this program. For our co-host, Tina Smith, I'm Ron Aaron. We'll talk with you soon right here on the award-winning Caregiver SOS On Air.
Executive producers for Caregiver SOS On Air are Carol Zernial and Ron Aaron. Our associate producer is Christy Romero. I'm Ron Aaron. We'll see you next week on Caregiver SOS On Air.
You've been listening to Caregiver SOS On Air, an exclusive presentation of the WellMed Charitable Foundation. We welcome emails with suggestions and comments on this program at radio@wellmed.net. Join co-hosts Carol Zernial and Ron Aaron next week for more on caregiving, improving the health and well-being of caregivers and their care recipients everywhere. For more on caregiving and podcasts of our programs, visit caregiversos.org.
Imagine the freedom of the open water and a weekend filled with laughter, fishing, and unforgettable memories. That's the joy of boating with Carolina Skiff, where adventure meets affordability. Our boats are designed for families seeking fun without breaking the bank, packed with features that don't require costly add-ons and start at $26,000. Experience the reliability of Carolina Skiff, a trusted name built on tradition. Why wait? Find your boat on carolinaskiff.com today.